I'm Norman Corwin, and the name of this program is The Discovery. A certain scientist who shall be named discovered the principle of the strombolization of energy. But an even more remarkable discovery grew out of that one. And we'll get into it all, starting in a minute from now.
Dr. Freud might have had something to say about Fuller paint, about the way it pours and flows. Your inner and outer walls are very personal things. They surround you and protect you, and covered with color, they can warm you up or cool you off or excite you. And with over 1,000 colors, there's a Fuller color that's just the right feeling for you.
Terminating an unwanted pregnancy beyond 12 weeks requires a complicated, risky medical procedure compared to an early termination. For counseling, call the Pregnancy Control Center, located in the Cathedral Hill Medical Center of San Francisco at 567-6100. That's 567-6100.
Wouldn't you rather sleep on a king? Ortho's factory direct price always means the complete set. Mattress and box springs, plus Ortho pack and double bonus. Always more for your money at Ortho.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Charlie.
Yeah, I know it's been busy. Everybody's been calling to congratulate me on the award, including strangers dropping in. In a way, I'm glad it's raining. It's cut down on the traffic. Well, I'll just make myself some soup before I hit the sack.
Well, thank you, Charlie. Coming from you means a great deal to me.
I'll see you at the lab. Bye-bye.
Residence of Dr. Theodore Bigelow.
Yes, that's right.
Winner of the Nobel Award for the strombolization of energy.
Yes, that's
right. Well, I had to see you.
Well, why did you come to the back door?
Well, because there was no answer at the front.
Isn't it a little late and wet just to come over and congratulate me?
Congratulate you? Oh, I have come to tell you what a horror you are and to wish you bad cess.
Who are you?
Oh, who am I?
That was the question.
Well, credentials.
Ferry number 589.
That's me.
Of the North American Division of the Leprechaun International. This is a little late for a prank.
That is no prank. I am here to place a curse upon all science.
I think you've mistaken me for a Halloween party down the road. Now, if you don't mind.
I certainly will not. And while you're recovering from that misapprehension, the least you might do is to invite me to stay until the rain lets up.
It may not let up for days. Now, just please
get... At the same time, you might offer me something to eat. On the basis of common hospitality.
Can't you think of anything less feeble than the corny style of the novelty shop and passing out cards describing yourself as a fairy? They also make cards that say thief. I suppose you've been through those.
I hereby pronounce this soup ready to serve.
What the devil did you do that? Well, you look.
Oh!
Say, what is that?
Wand, we call it.
That's very interesting. Let me see it.
Not on your life. A scientist may not touch any part of a fairy's equipment, so don't cry.
You got a battery in that stick.
Oh, you don't believe I'm a fairy, do you?
I've never put much stock in fairies. Where'd you get it?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Well, may I feel the weight of it?
No.
Could you tell me if it uses ultra-high frequency?
I warn you against trying to abuse me with technical terms.
Well, I can say this much for you. You're original. I'm beginning to like your line. What college did you say you were working your way through?
Sir.
Mab, would you like to do something interesting?
Look, my name is not Mab. It's... Not even Miss Mab. It's Fairy 589.
Relax. Would you like to make some money?
What was that?
Money. Moolah. Dinero.
Nothing shady now.
No, not shady. Scientific.
Scientific? Oh, I might have known.
Well, what's the matter?
We love science. If this place, thousands of us, put us on the dole. Oh, you are monsters when I think of what science has done to us.
Like what?
Take one thing, just one. Now, we used to make sounds come from afar, over hill and dale, out of the cowslips bells, across seas and mountains. Then some little Italian garage mechanic named Macaroni or something had to invent the wireless with its singing commercials.
Is that all?
No. We used to make magical flickerings and all kinds of tweedy halos, all wonderfully unstable. Now it's all déclassé thanks to TV.
Don't stop there.
You take my own dear mother. Now her proudest accomplishment was an enchanted carpet, a superb thing, made from raw materials from Persia.
Now, Iran.
Yes, and it was lovely. It was quite lovely, and it flew at a cruising speed of 40 miles an hour, which at that time was considered astonishingly fast. Then some inventors made the airplane. Oh, I see you scientists are spy swine. Yes, and you make everything artificially, even the pearls that are cast before you.
And where did you pick up all this moonshine?
Moonshine? Dr. Bigelow, would you, as a form of penance for your part in science, care to make a contribution to the Fund for Indigent Leprechauns?
No.
Ah, well, since I have delivered my curse, which is what I came for, I must be going.
Oh, what a shame. Let me get the door.
Oh, heavens. 1 a.m.
Is it really?
Yeah, well, in view of the lateness of the hour and the unpleasant weather, I think it would be advisable for me to stay the night.
I don't think that's a very good idea, though.
Have you got a guest room?
No, I don't have a guest room.
Well, then whatever you do have will be just fine.
Now, hold on a minute. Will you hold on a minute? Even Cinderella went home at midnight.
Some slippers and a robe would be appreciated, but no other attention.
Your aggressiveness is exceeded only by your repartee. Here are your slippers. You know, under a certain light, you're not exactly unattractive.
I think I know the light you mean. And I warn you, not only to hold your distance, but to increase it. In other words, get off me bed.
Your bed is my bed.
Must I? I hereby pronounce you should have a Charlie horse.
You little fake.
Try getting off.
Put that silly thing down.
Go ahead, try getting off.
Oh, my. Holy. Oh, I. All right, already. Take it off. Oh. I. You're dangerous. That's what you are. You that thing's a weapon. That's what that is.
Not when it's treated respectfully. You may now retire in good order.
Now, more than ever, I'm interested in that...
My vexation threshold is very low, sir.
I'll not cross your little threshold. Is there anything else you want besides my bed?
Yes, sleep and privacy.
Well, then, good night.
I hereby pronounce these slippers size 3.
Would you look in?
Good night, Dr. Bigelow.
Will you let me see the slippers?
Are you looking for incurable new arthritis?
No, I'm not, but I am looking for something else, and you can help me find it with that divining rod of yours.
Thanks, but no thanks. It's not covered in the code.
What code?
The FEPC, Fair Employment Practices Code. You don't believe me?
Oh.
Here we are. Information, exchange of, strictly forbidden. Well, that settles that.
Well, I never thought that fairies would be so stodgy.
Well, rules are rules.
Can't you break them?
Oh, I have many times.
Why don't you now? Here's all you have to do. Let me search for the source of power in your stick. Let me test that prod in a lab.
Oh, it can't be done.
Is there anything in the rule book about it? Well, is there?
I'll look it up. Yeah. Wand, care of. Renewal of use of wrist motion in the manipulation of.
Nothing about searching for the source of power of.
No. No. And what would you do if you found the source of power of?
Well, I would control it.
so as to benefit both humanity and fairies. Don't you see? That principle might be applied to all kinds of peaceful uses of energy. Objects the size of a fountain pen under easy control without having to build bulky, dangerous reactors. Don't you see, Matt? That gizmo of yours may hold the key, the secret to a cosmic force.
It's the secret you're looking for.
Yes.
And if you found the secret, would you use it just to make money out of it?
Well, certainly not.
Well, I'm glad to see you're not venal and grasping.
That, I believe I can say, I am not.
Good. What's in it for me?
Well, what would you like?
I'll be straight with you. My losses at poker have been ugly.
If it's not too much, I might arrange for a little advance.
In scientific terms, how would you define a little advance?
Say, $500?
$750.
I can try.
Cash, of course.
Naturally.
Okay.
Will you come with me to the Operation Galaxy project and convince General Duffus? Well, you have to be there without that thing. I have nothing to go on.
Don't rush me. I'm considering. On the one hand, I'll be helping him, which will be giving aid and comfort to the enemy. On the other hand, I'll be helping myself, which will be giving aid and comfort to me and mine. But since me and mine is more important than him and his and needs more help, it's obvious that an equal exchange will benefit us most. Yes. Yes, I'll come.
You're wonderful. We'll go see General Duffus first thing tomorrow morning. I'll prepare the ground, and you wait outside in his office. And when I'm finished, I'll come out and get you.
Spare me your exposition. Let me get a good night's sleep.
It's a deal.
What rice and sour cream delight is yours in just one pan tonight?
The real rice stroganoff. Rice the Romy stroganoff.
What dish so rich in taste appeal with ground beef added makes a meal?
The real rice stroganoff. Rice the Romy stroganoff.
Just add the meat and it's complete. A one pan culinary treat.
Sauteed and simmered, the flavor can't be beat. Rice the Romy's a San Francisco treat.
In the San Francisco Bay Area, 1 out of 10 homes is burglarized in a year. Do you want to prevent its happening to you? This service of Arts and Alarm Systems will do wonders to protect life and property. If an intruder enters your premises, the alarm sounds. The coded information is sent immediately to the Arts and Communication Center, after which the authorities are dispatched. The system also functions to detect fires and to report emergencies. Get a free brochure. Dial this number now. Tomorrow may be too late.
Have you ever had any legal trouble? Do you know anything about your legal rights? What do you know about lawyers? Do you have legal problems with your landlord, with a bad used car dealer, or high interest charges? Have you signed papers and agreed to buy something without really knowing what you were signing? Are you sure you're getting all the benefits you're entitled to from the welfare department? Why don't you talk to a lawyer about these problems? Oh, you don't have a lawyer. Well, you mean you can't afford to pay a lawyer. Well, now, don't you think other people have this problem, too? Did you ever hear of neighborhood legal services? You need a lawyer?
Phone the San Francisco Neighborhood Legal Assistance Foundation.
At Ortho, there's never a middleman. That's why with every king and queen, we give you the Ortho Pack and double bonus. Only Ortho sells through their own stores, factory direct to you.
Charlie, we've known each other a long time, haven't we?
Right.
We've shared confidences. We've trusted each other with personal and professional intelligence.
Roger.
I want you to believe me now.
Well, shoot, man. Let's have it.
Charlie, I have access to to a revolutionary device that can sublimate energy into the most subtle and variegated forms imaginable. No larger than a baton, light as meringue, non-metallic, no discrete source of power, may well be inexhaustible.
You've developed a thing like that?
I didn't say that. I happened to stumble across it. It was brought to me by its owner.
Who's that?
It's a... Don't ask me that.
I don't understand you.
It's just that it would get awfully complicated, Charlie. She wants nothing to do with a scientist.
She?
Yes.
A female?
Yes.
But, Ted, this doesn't make any sense. If this dame invented anything like what you've just described, well, she must be a scientist.
Don't ask questions, Charlie. Just authorize her and me to use the lab at hours when it's not booked.
Well, you know, it's forbidden for any outsider to come in here. And secondly, if she did come in here, we'd have to know everything about her.
Charlie. When I describe to you the nature of this device, you half rose out of your chair. When I tell you about this woman, you're going to go all the way.
Well, with that much notice, I'll keep seated.
Charlie. There are such things as fairies.
I know, damn it. There are problems in all government agencies from time to time.
No, Charlie. Leprechaun-type fairies, creatures. This woman is a fairy. A she-fairy. You said you'd keep your seat. And she carries a wand. A wand, in fact, is exactly what I'm talking about. Before my very eyes, not once, but several times, I saw this thing transmit energy under extraordinary conditions of control. You won't believe what it can do. It can boil soup instantaneously without scorching, percolate coffee, change the size of shoes, induce spasms, and then relieve them all in a flick of the wrist.
I don't quite get the picture of the shoes.
Neither did I. But there was an instantaneous shrinkage. The shoes were on her feet at the time, but she seemed not affected. The wand was aimed at a pair of bedroom slippers. My own.
I see. Did you examine this wand?
She wouldn't let me.
You didn't happen to bring the instrument here with you by any chance?
She doesn't let it out of her sight.
Oh, too bad.
Now, Charlie, I'm not surprised at your skepticism. I happen to believe that I have come across an occluded front between reality and fantasy, where, as in weather, when a cold front and a warm front impinge on each other, something happens, precipitation. Only this precipitation is beyond anything in our ken.
I see.
I don't expect you to take my word for it. The proof is in the pudding, and the pudding happens to be right outside your office.
You mean the lady is here with you? By all means.
Well, I left her here. Fairy! 589! She'll be back in a minute.
Straight from the heyday of the silent screen. Here are the heartbreakers, the romances, the comedies, the great masterpieces, and the unforgettable stars. This Thursday night, you'll see the biggest spectacular silent film ever made. See The Fall of Babylon, a mighty salute to old Babylon on Silence Please, Thursday night at 7:30. People's Law School of San Francisco will begin summer sessions of classes on July 10th. Catalogs are now ready. The sessions will include a variety of weekly community classes, and legal worker training programs are available for people who want to learn legal skills. Classes such as How to Use Small Claims Court, Health and the Law are among those offered. For information, call 285-5066. That's 285-5066.
Now, Dr. Bigelow, I believe you mentioned to General Duffus an idea you had concerning an occluded front between reality and fantasy. Now, would you care to elaborate on that?
Not particularly.
Why?
Because I don't think you'd understand it.
Why do you suppose that is?
Because nobody else has.
Why don't you think so?
Because it's so far beyond their ability to assimilate.
Why is that?
Well, Dr. Groskopf, does your technique consist only of the adverb why?
Why do you ask?
Because it's getting to be a bloody bore.
My purpose is to help you. Why do you feel hostile?
I'm not hostile, and since I am not, there can be no hostility for me to mask, hence no need for me to be polite.
Let's begin again. Perhaps you'd like to explain to me about this fairy you met, whose wand you are investigating.
Dr. Groskopf, can you at all times be certain where fact and fantasy overlap?
Perhaps you will teach me.
It's not my job to teach you.
Why don't you want to teach me?
Because you're unaware of meanings outside of your jargon.
What do you mean by outside meanings?
I mean the meaning of meanings.
What is your meaning of the meaning of meaning?
Let me help you, Doctor. All our concepts arise through contrast. Freud said that if it were always light, we'd never distinguish between light and darkness, and accordingly, we'd have neither the concept of light nor the word that describes it. In fact, every concept is the twin of its opposite. Now, follow me. Positive and negative are contrasts, and yet together, electrically, they turn motors and light cities. Male and female are contrasts, and yet together they create new life. And in the same way, reality and fantasy are contrasts, and when they keep house together, they create fairy number 589.
Yes, well, now about these fairies.
Of course, you'll acknowledge that reality is not equally real for all people.
That goes without saying.
In childhood, reality is fresh. It is invested with wonder and curiosity and a delightful strangeness. To the extent that it is invested with wonder and curiosity and strangeness, it is fantasy. Later, as we grow older, the balance shifts.
Yes, go on.
What we commonly accept as the dawning sense of reality is only our stopping at the standard focus of our society, a preset focus on the sequence of microscopic slides that we call our lives. We are entranced and enslaved by the details on these slides, and we hardly ever look up from them. Oh, perhaps now and then, a moment of sublime music catches our ear, and we lift our heads long enough to listen and have a limited seance with unreality. But then the music stops, and back we go to the slides.
Yeah.
And love, too, has the genius to bring us back to that twin contrary of reality. But when the bright image of love fades...
Oh, God, Bigelow, I have the damnedest wife. I tell you, you've never met the sort of creeping ivy she is. Poison ivy. And my mother-in-law, cut out of the same rib.
Forgive me. Go on. I'm quite all right now. Quite all right. You was talking about the suppression of fantasy.
Yeah. By slow degrees, the child suppresses, because it is taught to, that superbly fantasized view of reality that can sometimes make his art equal to the masters. And the masters are the masters, let me add, only because they have fought their way back to the great staging ground, that marginal area between light and dark, where events of cosmic bearing such as new days or the victory of Samothrace are conceived, or to that patch of magical friction between male and female whence springs such a mighty power of creation as to make every man and woman half a god, or to the zones of occlusion between reality and its contrasting mate where quasi-beings like my fairy are hatched.
Oh, yes. Well, now, to get back to these fairies.
Why do you want to keep getting back to the fairies?
Because I am an investigator. I must find out about them.
No, about them, about me.
But that's right.
That was a slip.
Yes. Yes, I said them for you.
Yet you accept me as reality and dismiss them as fantasy. That's the whole point of our being here, isn't it?
French.
But I've always had this trouble with pronouns.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Now, I've never mentioned it to which, to who, to whomsoever before, but I would appreciate it if you would keep it confidential.
Of course I will.
To which?
Look at us. Gabbing about pronouns, fussing about fantasy and reality, while the sweep hand of the clock spins away the 50-minute hour, and you sit looking at a 24-minute half hour. Let me give you a piece of free advice. Next time you go out into the world of neon lights and traffic signals, out into the grand bazaar of push and pull, out into the world where the heart is either hardened or broken or wearied, look for some quiet inner core of wonderment. And when you find it, take it out carefully and wrap it in the moistness of belief. You all know what belief is. Belief can make a saint, a fool, a martyr, a lover, a leprechaun.
Of which leprechaun is best. By the way, if you care to make a contribution to the Fund for Indigent Leprechauns, kindly address it to the North American Division of Leprechaun International Care of this station. I leave you now.
Dr. Grosko. Yeah, try it. It's very relaxing. Thank you.